It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got three members of the Carbon High School student government. I've got Neely Robertson. She's the student body president. Allison Wright, the senior class president. And Allie Smith, senior class secretary. And we're going to talk about a food drive that is going on up at Carbon High School. It's going on now. It's going on through the whole month of November. We're going to talk about the types of things that they need, who it's going to benefit, all of that good stuff with all these three ladies. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We really appreciate the time.
Thank you for having us.
So, Neely, we're going to start with you first, and let's talk about why you guys felt there was a need to do a food drive up there at Carbon High School.
So every year, Carbon does the food drive around Thanksgiving, just because it's the time of the year where the food banks need the most help, usually. And so this year we're doing our annual food drive with the Trinity Church Center because they need it more this year. It's a great way for the high school and the students to help our community out during a time when the food banks are in high demand during the holiday season.
All right. So Allison, we're going to talk to you about how this all kind of came together. As Neely said, you're going to donate the food to the Trinity Church Food Bank. And did they approach you? Did you approach them? How did this all come about?
So, yeah, they approached our student government advisor, Pam Erickson, letting her know that they were in need of more cans this year. So student government thought that it'd be perfect for us to donate all the food that we received to the Trinity Food Bank. Yeah, and so basically we just came up with a bunch of different ways that we could get the student body to donate and the community. We have different ways of dropping off cans, and my friend Allie will explain more about that.
So Allie, let's get into that, and we'll talk about the different food types that they need. Of course, it's all non-perishable food items, canned goods, things like that. But then also, where can we drop this off? When is it all going to end? And you guys were talking about you have some events planned at the school as well to kind of help out with this. So go ahead and talk to us about that.
So the food drive goes throughout all of November, and we are looking for non-perishable food items and cans. If you're looking to donate, you can come and drop off the cans and food items in the foyer at the high school. We have some events that you can donate cans for. Peach Fuzz Volleyball is the 15th, next Wednesday. It's 20 cans a team. And then the Midnight Movie is the night of the 17th, and it's one can to get in.
So if you want to put a team together, I'm assuming that that's co-ed and the community can be involved in that as well, or is that just for students?
I think it's just for students, right?
Okay, so you've got that, and then the movie is on the 17th, and that's very simple to open. I think the thing that we need to kind of stress on this is it's not necessarily just for students to do this. If the community would like to go purchase canned goods and things like that, drop them off at the high school, they're more than welcome to do that as well, correct?
Yep. Yes.
Okay, so we've got all that going on up there at the high school. It's a food drive from now until November 30th. It is the Trinity Church Food Bank. All of the proceeds are going to go to them. And they're looking for, like, canned vegetables and things of that nature. Mostly just canned items. Is that what we're really wanting?
Yes. When you bring your cans into the high school, you're able to vote for a hot take. So this week we did BYU versus Utah Utes. So you could vote.
So you've got two different cans. Is that how that works?
Yes.
You're going to vote with that.
Yes.
It's a really good idea. And you'll do that every week, just something fun to kind of increase the competition, so to speak.
Yes.
And are you doing anything like with this as far as like classes against each other or anything like that, or not yet?
Yes, we will be doing classes against each other. So each advisory class will be competing. Whichever class gets the most each Wednesday will get their own little ice cream party.
So if you have a kid that comes to you and says, hey, mom, dad, I need canned foods so that I can have ice cream on Wednesday, this is your opportunity to help out, right? That's what it's all about. That and the dinos giving back to the community.
Yeah.
All right. So once again, it's a food drive. You can drop your food off at the foyer there at Carbon High School. They'll do that until November 30th. I would assume it's just during school hours is when they can drop off, right? That's the only time it's going to be open. So you can do that during school hours. All the proceeds are going to go help the Trinity Church Food Bank. Remember, there's a couple of different events for the kids at the high school that are going to help out with this. And it's just a great way this time of year for Carbon High School to give back to the community. Neely, Allison, and Allie, thank you so much for taking the time out and coming in and talking to us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.